turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5, WAVH FM, Daphne, Orange Beach,
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Super Sunday dawns, the White House continues to warn that a Russian invasion of Ukraine might just be a couple of days away. And the U.S. is still fortifying NATO countries in Eastern Europe. But there are critics, especially Republicans, who say the U.S. military approach to this conflict has been soft and the White House looks weak on the world stage. Connecticut Democratic Representative Jim Himes appears on Fox News and says the U.S. should have acted sooner.
Now, we would have lost a lot of troops, you know, fighting the Russians. We would have risked a world war. We would have risked a nuclear exchange.
The Pentagon has just sent 3,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne to Poland, along with a number of other troops already situated there. Meanwhile, the top diplomat for the Biden administration, Antony Blinken, says Russia can still choose diplomacy, but if it does not,
the response from the United States and our allies will be swift.
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Winter Games in Beijing were delayed a bit yesterday because of some heavy snow there. Germany and Norway leading the medal count so far at the Winter Olympics. Norway racking up the most medals total so far with 18. Germany and Norway are tied for the most gold medals with 8 each. USA, Sweden, the Netherlands, they're tied for second place when it comes to golds with 5 each. It seems right after the Ukraine crisis, the next thing on the list of concerns in America lately is inflation, which is at the highest rate in 40 years. Texas Republican Rep. Lance Gooden says the White House strategy is simply not working.
I know the future will be bleak as long as the only solution the Democrats have is to continue spending more money. And all these spending packages that we have talked about, the Build Back Better, these are things that will increase inflation and just further delay our recovery.
The congressman spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The FDA has given a green light to a new COVID antibody drug made by Eli Lilly and Company, found to be effective against the Omicron variant of COVID. The LAPD is investigating a shooting involving the rapper Kodak Black at a West Hollywood party after a Justin Bieber show. Police say witnesses heard a fight outside, followed by multiple gunshots. Victims identified as a 19-year-old man, a 60-year-old man, and rapper Kodak Black, all reportedly suffering non-life-threatening wounds. The world's largest retailer is ending a mask mandate. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Walmart has ended its mask requirements for employees that are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 nationwide, according to a memo. The company, which was one of the first private employers to require masks at the start of the pandemic, sent...
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
It's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
It's Mardi Gras. I feel like drinking some wine, Spodiote.
I'm already ready for it to be over. Weirdest thing last night, leaving the Greers downtown.
On St. Louis Street?
Yep. That's why it's weird. Mm-hmm. 2 hours after the parade ended, why are there floats going down St. Louis Street? They shouldn't be going down it at all. It's not on the parade route.
They're taking them back home.
Why do they do that while there's still a crowd downtown? They used to do that the next morning, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah. But the cops that were directing said this is not normal. They're not supposed to be doing this.
Was that from Joe Kane?
No, that's Mardi Gras just started yesterday.
Oh, okay. I've been out of the country, so I knew it was imminent.
Yeah. No, Joe Kane's always a Sunday. No, this was the first parade on a Saturday. Why are there three parades on a Saturday?
One parade. It's Mardi Gras.
That's all we need is one parade.
No, you don't.
It's too many parades.
Yeah, but those are usually smaller groups.
For old curmudgeons like you that live out in the country who don't know the city life and the history of Mardi Gras like we know it down here living downtown. And by the way, my name's not Mike. My name is
David.
I'm not David.
He's David Bailey.
I'm not David. Refer to me as I'm not David.
David Michael Bailey.
So my middle name is David, though. Not that y'all need to know that, but anyway.
Or care.
I'm trying to get my head around what you just said.
But anyway, why do you care if they're pulling floats down St. Louis Street?
Because I had to sit there on the side of the road with them pushing me off while I had the right-of-way while these things were coming.
Now, what you do is you go down North Jackson and hit Adams Street or Congress that I live on.
But the cops told me they're not supposed to be on St. Louis or Water Street. Well, it was something they were doing just last night.
It was something weird happened.
Yeah, that's what it was. But, yeah, they're not supposed to be taking those. They're supposed to go back the next day.
They end up at the auditorium and they just take them.
And there's the thing. Why don't they just leave them there? That building's not used for anything but Mardi Gras.
No, they have to take them back to their barn so they can start on
make
their next
that
year's
the
thing.
Barn. I mean, the building's not being
they
used for anything else. We're losing $2.5 million a
each
month having it there. So just move the barn there.
Each organization has their own barn.
Oh, I thought there was one central barn they all use.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're all over the place. There's like three or four of them down St. Louis Street, believe it or not.
Really?
Right there.
Oh, we got to get
there. There's
closed.
One right across. There's one right
they
there.
They get in my way. That's got to end.
There's like two of them right there by the cheese cottage.
Are there?
That people don't know. There's three of them, actually.
Yeah.
And there's three of them.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that because it made no sense.
They're all over the place.
But at 9 o'clock at night, that shouldn't be happening.
On the outside?
On a Saturday. That's
on the outside, they look like a normal building.
Yeah.
But
on the inside, they're a den of iniquity.
There's
nothing but sin.
There's party and reveling going on all the time.
Yeah. A whole bunch of illegal stuff.
And legal.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in some states. Oh, welcome to the Sip and Chew show, folks.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I know all my Ohio family. They listen in, Dew and all them up there, my cousins up in there, Kathy and Terry and all them up there in Cleveland. I know today that they are Cincinnati Bengals fans.
Yep. Cincinnati has to be a football city this year. Because the college football team made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, yeah, they got to be happy.
And their NFL team is in the Super Bowl.
I've driven through it.
I love Cincinnati.
It's a beautiful place.
I spent a weekend there once and wanted to go back. I really do enjoy the architecture, the homes. Mm-hmm. It's so much different than it is here. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of influence, and I don't know if it's like
German.
German or Russian possibly. But it's every house has one round room on the corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's round with a spire, and it's like a breakfast nook or something like that. Just about every house in every neighborhood had a corner.
That's
that was
the older architecture.
Right, probably the newer, too. Right.
Can I do an Ohio ad?
Sure.
One of the things that I like about it, and if you think of Americana postcards, a lot of the small towns like New Hampshire, Ohio, little tiny towns, they always have the square and the courthouse and the church with the spire. And it is
that
is the all-American landscape for those small
towns.
When I was
in pharmaceutical sales, I traveled the Southeast and selling drugs legally.
Yeah.
And I always went to the town square in these little towns and took – the courthouse is always in the middle – and took pictures of those
And some are better than others. Bay Minette is trying to restore theirs.
Theirs is more newer, modern.
What I'm saying is the buildings around it are just plain Jane.
Yeah.
The courthouse is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And everything like that. But now the town square is kind of like, well, I guess we can't all look like a Dollar General.
Yeah.
So they have to get on board with that.
There's one on
And that will
corner.
Help it out. And probably the most picturesque in the South is Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Just
I've been all through it.
Fantastic.
And in my Boy Scout travels, I'll take a day off, and you know, us adults, we'd take a day off to get away from the boys for a little while.
Well, I understand.
And we'd go into town, the nearest town, and we would take pictures of the town squares. And, up in Tennessee and Georgia and all throughout North
There's
Alabama.
There's your retirement plan, buddy.
Beautiful courthouse.
There's
beautiful.
Your retirement. There's your book. My coffee table book.
My
just favorite. Town
calendar
square.
Picture. My favorite courthouse. Mm-hmm. Monroeville, Alabama. And you go in there, you can spend an hour or two
It's so
in there.
Historic, too, it because is. Not only do they do the play version of To Kill a Mockingbird, the actual court case that book was based on was in Monroeville.
And there's a museum inside the courtroom there, and they show Gregory Peck and
also
Truman Capote lived in Monroeville.
Right. That was Scout's best friend, was based on Truman Capote.
And a lot of his characters that he wrote in his books come from his cousins there in Monroeville.
And Meridian.
Now, his house isn't standing, but they do have a historical plaque where the pillars of the house held
the
house
time,
up.
They
no one
probably demolished that before he ever wrote his first book.
Yeah.
So. You don't really know. There's your coffee table book right there, Mike.
And I saw.
Get you a really good camera, go to all these beautiful town squares, and just have a coffee table book of town squares.
Probably not your cell phone camera.
I'm going to tell you what, Apple 13.
I've got right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's.
Well, I'll tell you, the phones have come a long way in resolution.
Mine has. Yours has what, three lenses?
No, I haven't gotten the new one yet.
Yeah, the new one has three lenses on the iPhone. That's very good. Mine is, and it's one of the reasons I do it, because we do a lot of video, we do a lot of stuff. That's why I choose the type phones I do. Mine has five lenses on it, and it's the most advanced camera on a cell phone right now, which probably means in 6 months it'll be the third or fourth most advanced camera on a cell phone. But it's got five lenses. I can actually focus on two different things on opposite sides at the same time.
Maybe do a courthouse.
I don't know how. But
and the town square restaurant, the feature towns like in Laurel, Mississippi.
Laurel, Mississippi.
Laurel, my hometown.
Yeah.
My birthing place.
Speaking of hometown, somebody was in that, by the way, David Garrett says, nice shirt, Mike. But you were in my hometown. The great metropolis of Sims, Alabama.
Yeah, I have to tell you about it.
Yeah.
I will in a minute. I'll tell you all.
Yeah, because we're coming up on a commercial already.
And I'm impressed with something I saw yesterday. I got to go back and try it.
Oh, was it Dollar General? We got
another
bang up. No, we've got three.
Oh, I know.
There's one at Snow and House Ferry. There's one at Fire Tower and Moffitt. I guess the other one technically is Crawford. Look, in fact, it's even in the city of Mobile.
They say if you see a pound of dirt out in the field, don't touch it.
It's going to be
a Dollar General.
Yeah, or a Waffle House. And Charlie, you got to venture to Sims, sir.
Yeah.
We have a real Colonel Dixie open for business.
A real Colonel Dixie.
Drive-through, old school.
And you can walk.
Well, see, I was going to go for lunch the other day, and the line was around it, so I went to Burger King because I was getting sliders for the dogs. I took them out to the park and let them run, and I get them the cheap little Whopper Juniors.
I just don't understand why they change the menu and stuff. I'm going to go by today and see if they change the signage outside on the combo Colonel Dixie and Richie's Barbecue.
No, just go ahead and go to Sims and go to the Colonel Dixie out there.
Ah, well, Sims is in the wrong direction.
It may be that the barbecue, the Richie thing didn't work out. 343-0106. Folks, you want to get in on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
I want a butter and egg man. From way out in the west, get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never were mine. Butter and egg man. Some big butter and egg man wants me.
Look here, baby, look here. Now I'll be your great big butter and egg man, honey.
Oh, cut it, cut it, cut it.
But I'm different. I'm from way down in the South.
That's just what I'm looking for.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Jim Smith from the Hummingbird Way. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hummingbird Way, that would be a recommendation for Valentine's Day tomorrow night, wouldn't it?
But you know what?
Probably already booked up.
Probably booked up.
Yeah.
Probably booked up.
Fellas, it's real simple. If you hadn't already got it booked, if you hadn't already taken care of, it's because you don't love her.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. You don't love her.
You chicks, you women, y'all are just dumping right now.
Right now.
And give Stu a call.
343, need love.
How did Johnny Fever do that? No, that was the movie FM he was in. Anyway.
Speaking of, Howard Hessman passed.
Yeah, he did. That was sad. Very sad. You know, it is sad when you see all these people that were big stars back in the 70s and 80s, and they're all starting to pass away.
Well, that's because they're really old, Mike.
Did you know that Yoko Ono's 89th birthday is coming up?
Mm.
Can you believe? John Lennon was not too far behind her in age. And
you know,
it's hard to believe.
You know, I think it was Sam Kinison who said, 17 bullets in John, not a one in Yoko. Sam Kinison. Love Sam Kinison.
So, anyway, yesterday I ventured out to Sims.
Alabama?
I had to go pick up something. And some things, and I'm.
Well, it must have been azaleas, or
no. I've been buying old windows to do stuff with.
Well, heck, I'll look around the house.
So,
Carol's probably got stacks of them.
Had a particular window I wanted, and found it on Facebook, and I've been patient and looking for it. Finally, popped
window
up
or winder.
A winder.
From now it's serious. Yeah. Now that's a moral thing.
So I text Stu and I said, Where is something really good to eat out in Sims?
And I gave you the list of all three restaurants. No, I just sent you the one because I knew that's what you're after.
The Sims House Pizza.
You and I have eaten at Hickory Pit.
Yeah.
So you've done Hickory Pit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you needed to go to the next.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I went to Sims House of Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And was not disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Although for 2 weeks now, I've been craving
pasta.
Like a pasta. Yeah, I want the pasta, but a little more Alfredo style.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was the marinara, you know, and
that stuff was so good.
Yeah,
I got the trio.
Yeah. And it had the lasagna, it had the tortellini. And the chicken parm, I'm sorry, and the meatballs.
Right.
So it had three things that all require marinara.
Yeah.
And they were all on one plate.
Mm-hmm.
With my bread.
One great big old
plate. Do my dip it in.
Dip-a-do.
And let me tell you what, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I ate the whole, that big old platter.
I said, little surprise.
I said, I'm not going to be able to eat this all. I'm going to take some home with me. And no, I didn't. I ate every bit of it. And it was just perfect for what I wanted. Then I went ahead and stopped at that big shopping complex called, y'all call it Walmart.
Yeah. In the mall.
And let me tell you,
Sims Mall.
I went in like with 20 items on my list. I was able to buy three of them. Like any other big retailer right now, you can't find nothing you need. So I said, well, maybe this Walmart's got what I'm looking for because most of them are out of what I'm looking for. Now, I was able to get three of them. And I'm pulling out and I'm driving down the road and I'll go, something catches my eye. And I said, wait a minute. What in the world? And I turned around and did a U-turn on Moffitt Road, went back. There's a Colonel Dixie out there.
Colonel Dixie, where the churches used to be.
just like the old days.
And Sims had Burger King and Beef and
Chicken. I know that Burger King's been rebuilt three times because I used to use the bathroom at that Burger King back in the 70s.
Yeah. Did you write on the wall?
May have, not with ink. but the bathrooms were to the outside, and you could just pull in any time and use the restroom if you needed to. And, when we were out there trying to meet Mary G. Montgomery girls, we'd use the bathroom there if we needed to. And I saw it, and I got out and took pictures, and people thought they looked at me weird, like, why are you taking pictures of this place?
It's Sims. They've probably never seen a phone that has a camera built into it.
You got to go back home today. Be careful.
But I'm going to tell you what. The parking lot was packed. The drive-thru was packed.
Yeah.
So I made a post on Facebook, okay? On my page, because I just got out of jail yesterday at 1 o'clock on Facebook.
Yeah.
I retained my rights to do Facebook stuff again. So I posted about it. And, you know, folks, there were a lot of negative comments made about it, about the food. Now, when a place opens up.
Yeah.
You got to give it time.
Month at least.
A month at least. I don't go to a restaurant until at least 2 months after they open.
At least a good 30
minutes. Unless I go to their little private opening thing.
Yeah. And if you see there's a line around the building, well, guess what? You're not going to get their best.
Probably
not. That's something people go to. If a place is busy, lower your expectations.
Yeah.
You jerk.
But listen. Give it time, folks. Give it a chance. Everybody wants to be a negative.
It's not like they've had a Colonel Dixie with a drive-thru operating in the last 10 years.
20 years.
Yeah. That was on government was walk-in only.
And, well.
For the longest time.
Yeah, yeah, because they didn't know what drive-thru was back in them days.
Yeah.
But I grew up eating a Colonel Dog and the
Dixie Dog.
And the chili burger. The chili burgers. Yeah. Whew. Those were days.
Now, see, there, what Charlie just mentioned, there's a part of Southern tradition I don't want to touch.
What's that?
You take something as wonderful as a hot dog, why are you going to ruin it by putting something as nasty as coleslaw on it?
I put kraut on them.
Kraut makes sense.
And what gets me, I go to some of these chains from up north that have hot dogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't have kraut.
You think they're anti-Germites? They don't like the Germans.
You know, they don't understand their market very
well. Maybe they hate cabbage.
They don't understand. They could hate cabbage.
If they don't like cabbage, they're not friends of ours.
They maybe must not have had
a good childhood. Cabbage. Yeah. Well, if they growed up in the South, they'd eat cabbage.
They don't serve grits either.
Now, I remember we were in Kansas on a trip going out north, and we stopped at this little diner, and the lady said, asked my dad, what would you like with your eggs? And he said, well, I like grits and bacon. Grits. What are grits, sir? And he pointed across the field at this huge cornfield and said, that's it. You're growing it right across the street. That's what grits are. And she goes, it's corn. And then he took her through the whole process of how they do it, everything, because, you know, he grew up country.
The closest they came to it in Kansas was hominy.
Yeah. And that's what white grits are.
Yeah.
And then the yellow grits are corn that's milled down like that. And, you know, he grew all the grits that he ate growing up. It started with corn in their field. They didn't. My dad didn't go to the store and buy groceries. They didn't have money to go to the store and buy groceries. Everything they ate during the Great Depression, they grew in their yard, bartered for, or if it was protein, my father hunted or fished it, put it on the table.
Yeah.
They didn't have steak. He didn't have beef growing up. Because they didn't own a cow other than a milk cow.
Well, cows were working back then.
Right.
Those were all farm tools.
Right.
And they worked.
But you know, because I had asked my dad one time, I said, you ever eat raccoon? He goes, uh-uh. I said, not even during the Depression? He goes, son, I was blessed being good enough shot that we never had to eat possum or raccoon. He said, I could always fill up a pot with squirrel or I could take a couple of rabbits.
Yeah.
He said, and I was deadly shooting quail with a BB gun. Which is impressive, man.
You don't find rabbit on many menus around here.
And you should.
Before you get off the Depression, my parents obviously grew up in that time, too. And but I was teaching once out at E.S. Chastang Middle School in the Trinity Gardens area. 10 years there, and one of the custodians, an elderly gentleman, told me one day he had 7 deep freezers filled with meat. And I asked him, why so much meat? You know, that's a lot, 7 freezers. And he said, because Hoovertown might come around again. And he wanted to be ready, you know, because during that time, so many people barely scratched out a living.
Yeah. Well, we got a little message here from Deborah Hodges, owner of Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Hi, Deborah.
Apparently, they tried the Colonel Dixie. He said it was just as good as the old days.
There you go.
So, and we need to say hello to our sponsors.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We need Deborah, especially right there.
Yeah, Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meat.
Yes.
How about the folks at
LeBichon Wine Tap Bazaar, which David said he liked the shirt, by the way.
Right, right, right. And then we're going to talk to the owner of Bob's Downtown Diner in the very next segment, aren't
we? Absolutely. We got something important coming up he wants to talk about.
Right. And then we would be remiss if we didn't mention our good friend Roy Seaver and his crew at Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Part of the DIP gang, this, this restaurant. Deborah brought up a good point. There's a lot of restaurant and success, you know, people in the restaurant service industry like that, that are from the DIP area.
Really?
And Roy Seaver's one. Yeah. Deborah Hodges is one. Cammie at Old Dutch Ice Cream. She's from DIP.
These all BC Rain grads, I'm guessing.
I think these all went to BC Rain. You're right.
My wife grew and family grew up on DIP.
See there?
Right there on the bay.
All right. They were
fancy. We got to take a break.
Yes. 343-0106 is Callahan's text in and call in line like Tony's about to do.
Tony Sawyer of Bob's Downtown, Downtown Diner.
Yeah.
Well, heck yeah.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
Jonesy Jones, I like the way you Jones.
Now my speaker shorts are in the headphones themselves.
So
I'm able to hear Tony when you talk to him.
So listen, this morning.
This morning?
This morning I went and had a business meeting at this little restaurant down at the corner, Fat and Happy. And you know, we were talking about corn grits a while ago. And I had cornmeal battered fish over grits.
Yeah. Fishing. Oh, man, it's called fish and grits. Awesome.
Good grits. They were good grits.
Yeah. Where'd you get that at?
At Bob's Downtown Diner.
Hey, I happen to know the owner of that place.
I know him too, and it ain't Bob.
No, it's not Bob.
It's Tony.
Yeah.
The people say, I know Bob.
Boy, I wish I could hear Tony right now.
Yeah, if I could hear Tony right now.
Hey, gentlemen, how are y'all?
Oh, hey, where's that voice coming from?
Here.
out of the radio.
Oh, okay. How you doing, there, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Hey, we're good, man. I got a full belly here, and this football game day.
Let Tony know my headphones just died, so I can't hear what he's saying.
Just in time, huh, Stu?
Here, we're going to get Stu another set of headphones.
Well, you just go on with him. You don't need me.
Oh, anyway, yeah, I don't need Stu. So you got something important you like to do every year and to give back to the community. Tell people what you got going on and what we can do to help.
Well, you know, this is my 6th year doing this. So when we moved in down here at the restaurant, I befriended a few mounted patrol police officers and helped feed them the first year that I was here, which is kind of just it's grown into feeding pretty much the whole police department on Joe Kane Day and Fat Tuesday. And I call this Operation Feed the Cops.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I do is every year I get with, I figure out a menu, something, you know, quick that they can eat, sandwiches, stick it in their dash, you know, in the window and come back and eat it later on during the day. But So what I do is I'll get with local businesses down inside the Mardi Gras circuit, if you will, downtown here.
Right.
And I'll come up with a menu and everything that we need, and then get with the business owners down here, and they'll donate one particular item. It may be, you know, something like, you know, 50 pounds of onions or, 10 gallons of pickle spears. So, each business will choose what they would like to donate to Operation Feed the Cops.
Right.
And then what I do is I just, I'll usually do all the cooking. Like this year we're doing about 200 pounds of Boston butts and about 180 pounds of chicken.
Well, Tony, I can hear you now, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Stu? How are you, sir?
You're just fine. Hey, I hear you like big butts, and you cannot lie.
That's right.
Yeah,
I like my butt rubbed and my pork pulled.
Yeah. Well, Tony, as a son of a former law enforcement officer, I want to thank you for what you do for these folks every year. I know when they come into Greer's, I throw them a little free drink, and kind of talk to them just to see how they're going and doing and everything. That's a tough job they do this time of year.
It is. And they do it for next to nothing as far as monetary reasons go. What goes through the mind of those men and women, just like the men and women of our military, they do it because they want to do it, and they want to give back to their communities. So, knowing that, this is just a small token of appreciation that I do for the police department. Also, sheriff's department down here, too. Those men and women have a very stressful and hard job.
Yeah, even without the Mardi Gras tomfoolery.
Mardi Gras just adds to it.
Yeah. Have your crowds been the first couple of days? Pretty good?
This past weekend was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday's weather was immaculate. I'm happy. I was excited to see the crowds down here. It seemed like every person that I looked at was smiling. They was happy. Their families, the kids were having a blast.
Good vibe. Good vibe this year.
I think that, moving forward, getting back to our roots and getting back into this Mardi Gras thing starting next Thursday, it's really going to, hopefully the weather will hold off, and it'll be a very fantastic Mardi Gras season for all of us down here.
Absolutely. Especially if this weather can hold up like it's been last. But I know we got some rain coming Thursday, but hopefully it'll pass on through before the parades.
Yeah, just hope that Mother Nature cooperates with us this year for sure.
Yeah.
In 4 years of marching high school parades at Mardi Gras, I never got rained on once.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen this year.
Yeah, did some cold ones now.
Let me just throw this out there, guys, that some of these businesses that participated in helping, and please go support them, too. Spring Hill Memorial, they're donating all 200 pounds of Boston butts that I need.
Nice.
Great food feed, there.
Great omelet.
Yep. Feed, Debris, Pat's Downtown, Cafe Arcadian over in Gerald over in
Jerome helping you out.
He's helped me out all the time. 219, Squid Ink, Roosters, Post, Blind Mule, The Beer Garden, Admiral Sims. All these businesses down here have participated in helping us get to what we need to accomplish for Operation Feed the Cops.
Well, I want to thank them all. And you listed some restaurants that are some of our best friends in this city. And that's one of the things that keeps me from going to a New Orleans or a Nashville, Tony, is this community that we have in downtown Mobile.
It's a relationship.
Yeah, it's not that uber competitive thing, that where you're sabotaging each other. I hate that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, that's no good. That's staying positive in life and staying positive with businesses and encouraging other business owners for success and growth and. That means a lot. It means a lot to me knowing that there's other business owners out there, encouraging me and helping me out in order to take care of this. It's easy. It's a phone call. Hey, Mike, Mike over at Pat's Downtown, hey, would you like to, help me out with Operation Feed the Cops? Absolutely. What do you need?
Yeah.
What else can I do to help? Yeah. Those are the things that, makes our community stronger is that we're stronger together and we work together for each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, most we've all had the same struggle for the last couple of years,
right?
And when they say we're all in this together, like they keep saying, this part of it we are, especially the restaurant business,
right?
We've all have suffered the similar and same things among each other, and it's been harder for the restaurant industry than anything to get back on its feet. Right. A lot of places have closed.
It's definitely a struggle. You know, I think I'm not going to look back. And look back at what happened and how bad it hurt us. What I'm looking for is I'm looking into the future and how can I make it better?
Right.
Not just for me, but for these other restaurants downtown. What can I do to help bring more people downtown?
Yeah.
You know, and what can we do as a community to reach out to our community and make them better and stronger around us?
Right. And what have we learned from it? Because I love the saying, and I don't know if it's Confucius or Will Rogers or Mickey Mouse, but someone said, the only time you truly fail is when you don't learn anything.
Absolutely. And knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And you should always be learning something new every day.
Right. It's
absolutely.
We had Patty Clark on last week, and, you know, she went through an open heart surgery a few years ago and dealt with COVID. Uh-huh. She and I have both been in that place that I say we stared into the gates of hell and clawed our way out. And I just, someone that quits, man, and you don't want to learn anything, that's quitting.
Yeah. And her situation has certainly changed in the last few months. Mm-hmm. But you know what? She's fighting.
Yeah.
She's fighting on.
Yeah.
And she's doing her own thing now. And we're going to help her here in just a minute.
Hey, man, do you need some cakes at your place?
you know what? I was thinking about that. You know, and she's positive, too. You know, I listen to y'all's show just about every week, but last weekend, you know, you could tell in the tone of her voice how excited she was and how positive she is on life, and it's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, she is a treasure to the Gulf Coast. We are lucky to have a pastry chef that is that caliber because, Tony, you know this, restaurants in this area, pastry chef is not something they often have.
No, they're not, and it's a unique person, too, to make sure that you know, the cooking pastries of all kinds is – it's tough. It's definitely different.
Yeah. When you're in a larger city like in New Orleans or in Atlanta or Nashville, there's an actual competition to get pastry chefs, just like there are good chefs.
I think if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that pastry chefs, a good or a great pastry chef will, you know, double the amount of money that a great chef will make.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got much better hours.
Oh, absolutely.
but, I would like to see Mobile. I mean, as much as we like to shove food down our throat that's sweet and yummy, I would love to see everybody doing real desserts. I mean, the Sweet Streets, which is a brand that Sysco provides, it's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good desserts. And most of the restaurants you eat, especially chain restaurants, that's what you're eating.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're good. Just like I can't buy a frozen breaded catfish that's as good as one that I bred myself, I can't buy a frozen pre-made dessert that's as good as I could have a pastry chef make in-house.
Oh, absolutely not.
And I would like to see us do that. And, you know, the smaller places or the places that are less white tablecloth, like what you do at Bob's Downtown Diner, places like Loaves and Fishes, hire someone that makes cakes. I know you were using Robbie Coletta for a while, weren't you?
I was, And he started doing something else and kind of got out of it.
Yeah.
And that guy right there, he could make some awesome cakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love to see that. Yeah. You know, when I was at Mars Hill, we had a young lady that made our cheesecakes for us. And, you know, that was her job. She, you know, once, twice a week. At Fairhope Inn, Chris Sherrill had found a lady. She couldn't do much else, but boy, she made the best cheesecakes on the Gulf Coast.
Wow.
And she came in at night and made the cheesecakes. And, I mean, that's one of those things that we can do to take this restaurant scene we have going here in Mobile to the next level. But, buddy, we got to get out of here. So, one more time, tell us about Operation Feed the Cops.
Operation Feed the Cops it happens on Joe Kane Day and Fat Tuesday. We'll be over here at the Temple. Plating up food and handing out meals to all the police officers.
Well, all right, Tony, we appreciate it. Everybody go visit the corner of Fat and Happy, and Tony and the staff at Bob's Downtown Diner will take good care of you. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Tell them Sip and Chew sent you, and they'll probably go, who?
Who?
Thank you, gentlemen. Provolone to you.
Provolone. All right, Provolone, buddy. Tony. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, Chris Sherrill, he loves getting his little metal detector out and finding nice.
You know what he
jewels.
Doesn't do as much anymore?
What?
Break down a lionfish blindfolded.
Hey, let's thank our sponsors again. We just had Tony from Bob's Downtown Diner.
Thanks, Tony.
David and Tanya, he would say Tanya. This is what this shirt is about. People always thought I was David.
You're not David.
And I'm not David. Yeah. So,
but actually, but technically, you are.
At Le Bichon,
you're Michael David.
I am. My middle name is David. Yeah. But don't call me David.
Yeah.
You can call me Mike, but anyway. and then Paul's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
You skipped over the second one.
Le Bichon.
Le Bichon.
You forgot to mention the name.
Oh, Le Bichon. Yeah, David and Tanya.
Thank
Le
you, Charlotte.
No, you got about to Le Bah, and then you
I hope
did the sidebar.
I hope to see them today during the football game.
We're
getting a group together that all still work at, and some used to work at Le Bichon. Yeah. So we're getting a little group together.
I'm getting a group together of myself and my two dogs, and we may or may not have the game on.
There you go. Yeah. But anyway,
I got episodes of Superman and Lois to catch up on.
Do you know what today is besides Sunday?
National something day?
It's day
National
before
Sunday. Today is National Cheddar Day.
Cheddar.
Fine
now,
region
of England.
Now, it doesn't say cheddar's cheese or anything.
It could be just honoring the region of England called cheddar.
But that's not what the Facebook, that's not what
I bet it's cheddar
Google
cheese.
Says. But anyway, today is National Cheddar Day.
National Cheese It Day. Heard you.
Today is also Tortellini Day. National Tortellini Day.
Cheddar-filled tortellini.
Hey, there you go.
With barbecue sauce.
And you know what I put on the side? Pork rinds, because today is National Pork Rind Day. What a
Every
day,
day is National Pork Rind
I
Day.
I can understand that. I could get that.
We have too many national days, weeks, and months.
But what a better thing to have than pork rinds on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But everybody knows what tomorrow is. If you don't, you're lost, especially if you got a girlfriend or wife.
You better go cover it today.
Not an issue for me.
Not an issue for you.
My puppies are not expecting anything.
Good for them.
For the bloody massacre in Chicago Day.
They don't know it. They don't know any better.
But tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and if you have not gotten your sweetheart anything, you are in big old trouble.
Yep.
So to help you out... We're going to tell you about Patty Clark, who was on here last week, and she brought us some chocolate-covered strawberries.
She will bail you out.
Which I miss, by
You
the
can
way.
Still probably get
they
her.
They were delicious.
You can probably still get her to make you some chocolate-dipped strawberries her way.
Strawberries.
And with a K. Patty's, here's her phone number, 251-284-0749.
Wait a minute. I want to write that down.
That's good. Yeah,
I'm already in trouble.
Right here, Charlie. 251.
All right.
284.
Wait a minute.
Michael, he's got to get his pen out.
I couldn't get the cap off. 251.
284.
284.
07.
07.
4.
9. 9. Let me repeat that back. 251. 284-0749.
That's it. And
you can also hit her up on Facebook.
If a listener out there did not get that number,
call her and order yours today. You can get a single one for $5. It's well worth it.
Yeah.
Or you can get a six-pack for $25.
Six-pack of what?
And if you need some for all
strawberries.
And if you need some from all your women's and girlfriends and boyfriends, you can get a 12-pack for $50.
Ooh.
Wow.
So if you really love her. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Or if you got
that's what I'm doing.
Recipients.
That's what I'll be doing. I'll be doing that.
Oh, you're going to get the 51 and give one each to all of your ladies? One each for every ex-wife? You're dropping $150 bucks this weekend?
I see a bunch lining up outside the door out there, Mike.
But, yeah, I will be getting with Patty tomorrow to pick up my order. And Don't forget my water pen.
Where is her place?
It's over in Fairhope.
Well, I know, but if you don't live in Fairhope,
well, it's a house.
You're going to have to meet up with her. You have to meet up with her.
Yeah. She's freelancing.
She's freelancing, yes.
Oh, okay.
I was looking to see if there was a website, but there's not. So, anyway, she's been going to, like, places every year. Yeah, we're going to – Patty's a good friend of ours, and we're going to push her a little business for her.
Yeah.
Because she does all, she does cake.
And it is incredible pastry.
Super, super. And let me tell you what, every person we've had here sitting in where Charlie's sitting, they've all come and wanted to work our show when Patty's here.
Dalton was so happy to sit in for you last week.
Yeah.
He was.
Probably did it for free.
No, he ate his weight in chocolate covered strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
Yeah, and
we had no king cake. So
I heard
down.
That the person had come in and vacuumed the next morning was upset. One, because she had to vacuum. Two, because she didn't get any.
I told Phil where they hide the vacuum cleaner.
So anyway, Stu, I think. That's all I have to say.
Okay, well, we go on home, Charlie. Just play a little bit of Bill's show or something.
No, I could just sit here and...
Well, we discussed an issue before we went on air.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, a new Wendy's fast food joint opened in town.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Mobile showed up and threw a big parade and a party for them and justifiably got ripped apart on Facebook for not doing that for locally owned restaurants.
Exactly.
Now, I get
was
it.
Is that
if
the one
Wendy's,
in Tillman's Corner?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, that's where new Wendy's is.
Yeah. I mean, and not as far as fast food chains go, Wendy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit.
That's now, I'll pull in every now and then and get
the burger,
a Wendy's
burger's
burger.
Pretty good. Fries get cold the second they come out of the oil still, but so, you know, it's not a slam on Wendy's. It's a slam on the average city the size of Mobile has about 30-35% of their restaurants are chains or franchises based outside. The rest are all locally owned. Mobile is the inverse. About 80-85% of our restaurants are not owned in the city of Mobile. So we don't need to be throwing parades for Dave Thomas's family in Ohio or wherever they came from, opening up yet another fast food joint. You need to be throwing parades whenever a local restaurant opens up. Locally owned and operated was the new, and everyone cited this, the new Italian restaurant, T. Maria's.
T. Maria.
Yeah.
That instead, apparently, they gave her all the reasons that she couldn't open but wouldn't help her to open.
Right.
They were trying to put her out of business.
And then a fast food place does not generate quality jobs.
Mm-mm.
It generates the lowest common denominator jobs. That's not the kind of jobs we need bringing in the area where long as you can make it to work, they'll give you a paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need kitchen skills to work in a fast food restaurant. Let's promote real restaurants, locally owned restaurants. Why weren't you out in Colonel Dixie? That's technically in the Mobile City Limits where it is. I mean, it's Sims area.
It's right inside Schillinger's.
How come there wasn't a party there? How come there wasn't a band there? So the city of Mobile needs to stop it with these chains and start it with your homegrown restaurants.
Well, I know they've received a lot of criticism for the when they put the Publix there on O'Shell Road.
Yeah.
But Lucy Greer said, "Why wasn't this fanfare for us to open up a place?"
We did have a
Mayor down Simpson there, Yeah. But anyway,
but
folks,
we
get
had
out
to
there,
fight for it. Yeah,
like we're saying right now, support local. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Tip your servers. Still in a hard time right now. It's
and
hard
they
to
are
get help.
Absolutely earning it during.
Yes,
Mardi
Gras. They certainly are. And Stu,
yes, sir.
Provolone.
Oh,
sir.
Provolone, Michael.
Yes. Happy Mardi Gras.
Cheddar.
Mardi Gras.